When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cars.
Oh, you just went right out and did it. Holy shit.
Water
cracker. Holy shit. He didn't waste a second.
Cars.
The cars.
Folks.
Whoa.
Today is cars.
It's cars, folks.
Today is cars. You might not know what we're talking about, but we're talking about cars. Today is cars.
Cars, table water crackers.
Cars, table water crackers. Our last podcast came in at slightly under 4 days.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to remedy it. But I just couldn't resist saying cars. Knowing we were going to do cars, table, water, crackers. I just had it on the tongue magic all night long, and I just want to say cars. I couldn't resist.
Could you bring up a chair, Melinda, and bring the cars?
Listen,
you want me to bring the cards? Are we playing cards?
No, Melinda, cars, bring the cars, Melinda.
The cars, Melinda. We're going to have some cars.
You know as well as I do, Brendan, that we cannot afford a car. No. Automobile.
No. We're not having a sedan.
Not the automobile to take on the motorway.
The cars.
No. Just the biscuit. Cars. Cars, Melinda. Cars.
Mike and Tom eat snacks on the internet.
Mike and Tom eat snacks on the internet.
By the way, this is Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. You probably know that you clicked on the link, but it's important, I think, to just ID, you know, just say
to
the people.
It's Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, the podcast where Mike and Tom eat snacks using the PER system.
This is it. Now listen, before I don't want to get off on a tangent. That's the last thing I
want
to do.
I want you to. Now we're at loggerheads already.
No, this isn't loggerheads with you, friend. Believe me.
Okay.
Slight loggerheads with you, all right? I got a bone to pick. But it's not
You got a bone to pick with me?
Nah, I mean, look, let me just say what I'm going to say.
All right.
The PER system, we created it. You know, this is our thing. Pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack, all right? And when we came up with it, and this, how many months did we spend in the lab with this thing? Eight, ten?
Well, remember we went over a year and we said, well, now we're over 12. Remember that discussion?
Right.
So we came in around 14, I think, all told, because I remember we were in the lab and we said, we've been counting by months, now we got to start counting by years.
That's right. And we had a laugh. Yeah, we had a laugh about that.
I remember
that. So about 14 months in the lab, all right? And this is from soup to nuts. This is from the time we said we need a system to the time we finished. And I remember the last piece that fell into place was the rating, because we had pick a snack, we'd eat a snack. And then by about month 14, we came up with rate a snack. We called it the PER system. And I says to you, Tommy, I remember at the time.
It took us 6 months to realize we should eat it.
Oh, yeah. It was 6 months just to pick it.
Six months to eat.
Oh, and then another two to rate. But once we had it, we had it. I mean, we ran the numbers on this thing backwards and forwards. It always came out the same. Done. Right?
We locked that in.
That's our work. That's what we did. Okay?
No one can accuse us of getting into this game willy-nilly and just kind of winging it. I mean, no, sir. 14 months to get the correct system for the viewers, whether they're viewers or not. It speaks to the dedication and it speaks to the discipline if you want to stay a while in the snack game. If you want to be in the long run, you need to have that professionalism.
And when I say we were in the lab, I don't mean we were strolling in at 10:30 in the morning.
We were in the lab.
We were in the lab.
We were in the lab. Remember that?
Yeah.
We were crapping in the corner?
Yeah.
Pissing out the window? We were in that lab.
We said day one, we said we're not leaving this lab until we've cracked it.
No, that's the dedication. That's the work. That's the work, Michael. We put in the work.
We had to. Because you had to get assisted. You can't have the podcast about the snacks unless you have the system.
I've seen women and men slip into the snack game and parachute out in weeks, in days even, thinking that, we're here for all the glitz and the glamour and the glory, mm-hmm. not realizing that the bedrock that keeps you in the snack game is the work.
You need the work.
You gotta put it
and we weren't afraid. We were not afraid to do the work. We were never afraid to do the work. We showed up. We rolled up our sleeves. We put on our steel-toed boots. We did the work.
We were in that lab 14 months straight.
All right. So we come up with the system, and I remember how happy we were. It was a great day. We celebrated with some snacks, and then we rated the snacks. And
can
we
I
said,
interrupt just for 1 second? Remember when you had the idea? We were sitting there, and we were sitting amongst a sea of crumpled up notes, papers, and you said, it's burned onto my memory. You turned to me and you said, maybe we should just rate them. And then remember that pause? It was heavenly. And I turned to you and said, hate them.
Yeah.
And then a few days later, you looked back at me and said, we just rate them. And then I think it was still that same day around 6:30 at night. I said, wait, so we'll pick them.
Yeah.
We'd eat them.
We'll eat them.
And then together we both said, we'd rate them.
Yeah. That was a good day.
Oh.
That was a really good day.
Well, that was everything for us.
Yeah, that was everything. Well, for a while, and I thought we were going to rank them. Mm-hmm. For a while, it really looked like we might rank them.
Sure. Well, we didn't know better.
We didn't know better.
We thought, okay, we'll have, how many snacks are there? A billion. And we'll just, remember when we thought, when we get into around the 500,000 mark.
It's going to get tough.
It's going to be tough because we're like, hey, do we put it around 456,000 or 456,000?
Right.
We just thought, maybe we're not taking into account. And maybe once we've ranked something, then we get a new number.
And then 18, another snack comes out.
Number 18.
Yep.
Maybe Vegemite rears its head and we're like, a new 18.
Yep.
Then what do? We got to move everything. We have to move everything one slot.
And I got, and you guys got to remember, this is before quantum computers, okay? Mm-hmm. This is when we were still using regular old computers, you know?
Yeah.
This is, Tom and I had a supercomputer, but it wasn't like a brand new one.
Nope.
We got a third-hand supercomputer from a Chinese guy. He smuggled it out. Mm-hmm. The whole keyboard was in Chinese. Took us probably 3 weeks just to figure out how to use it, to turn the damn thing on.
Every time we tried to turn it on, it went... We couldn't get the darn thing started. We couldn't
get the darn thing on. So then we're thinking, all right, we're just going to input. It'll be like a spreadsheet and it'll sort things. Guys, it was confusing. It was confusing.
It was so confusing. I didn't even know what a spreadsheet was. I thought we grabbed something off a bed.
He thought we were going to get like a picnic blanket, and that was a spreadsheet. Well, you couldn't have been more wrong about that. So we had this supercomputer.
We did have a lot of laughs.
And incidentally, a lot of potato salad, because it was a picnic sheet. And we got caught up for about a week on the potato salad. Gosh. And you made some delicious potato salad. I said I wasn't getting on a tangent.
Thanks.
I don't want to get on a tangent, but Tom, that was terrific potato salad.
A little bit of, it's the basil and the chives.
Yeah.
That's not for right here, right now.
No, we'll take that out because if you don't get the amounts right, you're going to screw up your potato salad. We can't go through the whole recipe.
Too much mayo, game over. Too little mayo, game over.
Yeah. So that was about a week just on the potato salad.
We did have some fun, didn't we, Magic?
Well, Tommy, when I tell you we had fun, we had fun.
I thought we had fun.
We had a great time. 14 months, okay. There were some tense moments in there because it started to smell.
It's two guys in a lab crapping in a bucket, of course.
Yeah, of course it's going to smell. And when I say a lab.
From olfactory-wise, it diverts you from the job at hand, which is like, what are you doing in the snack game? Hey, listen, it wasn't all People look now and they think, oh,
they romanticize it. Well, when they made the movie about it, you know, everybody said, God, you know, Matt and Ben, they did such a great job and it looked like they were having so much fun. And we said they did, and they got, you know, they got it right to, you know, 80% right. The 20% they're not showing you is the hours and hours and hours, and we're just sitting there banging our heads against the wall.
Yeah.
You know, we're crapping in the bucket, we're saying to ourselves, there were so many times where Tommy, you said to me, I think we should give up. And I said, no. And then I said to you, you know, a day later, I think we should give up. You said, no. We were bucking each other, friend. Yeah. We were keeping each other upright. Yeah. And the Ben and Matt did a great job. Hats off to them.
They did a great job, but they, I felt like Hollywood does this thing.
They romanticized it.
They do this thing. It's called a montage.
Yeah.
And they play music and they show the two guys working and working hard and laughing and having a good time and kind of joshing each other, but then like getting down to business, and all that thing happens in the space of 47 seconds.
Yeah.
It's called the Hollywood montage. And you think, okay, so well, they put in a little work, but it doesn't capture the months of crapping in a bucket, working and banging your head against a wall.
Yeah.
It doesn't. There's no way it can. It's 47 seconds. I mean, listen, Ben and Matt were great.
They were great.
I have no issue. They did what was asked of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they performed admirably. And were they our first choices? Of course not. No. First off, two
not
white
even
guys.
Close.
Yeah. You know, we're like, really? You want to portray Mike and I with two white guys? Okay, have at it. But look, you can't fault them.
No.
Those guys got cast. They did the job. Somebody said, we're going to do a montage. They filmed the montage. Maybe they should have questioned it and said, well, I know firsthand, like we sat down with these guys and talk to them because we're.
Well, we spent a month with them in the lab. We showed them a month. They won. You know.
I remember when they left after the first five and said, "We'll do the month, and we'll be back."
Mm-hmm.
And I can't recall whether they did actually. We were there.
We were there for the you and I pulled the month.
Yeah,
we
and
did
I can't
the month.
Recall. I guess they were there for some of it. I know they were there for the first five. They stuck it out like troopers.
Yeah, you know, they were there. First five, they were there. They were absolutely there. They looked around. They poked around. They said,
they looked at each other and kind of smirked. Remember?
Yeah,
they kind of looked
at
us and kind of looked at themselves and kind of like, remember, they laughed. And Ben, was it Ben that whispered to Matt or Matt whispered to Ben? And they looked back at us and shook their heads. And I thought, these guys are perfect.
Yeah.
These guys are perfect for us.
Yeah, they get it.
Yeah, yeah. Great guys.
They really were laughing a lot.
Yeah, They kept whispering
and laughing
and
kind of nodding
and pointing at us and laughing.
Yeah.
And I thought these are our guys.
These guys get it.
These guys
they
understand.
Yeah. But I think they were just there the five. But we pulled the month. But anyway,
I remember when Matt turned to Ben and said, "Okay, Mike," and then they both and he said, "Sure, Tom," and they both started cracking up. Remember that?
Yeah, they were. I mean, looking back at it now,
so successful.
They were great. The movie was great.
They really got it.
Yeah. But you know, you can't you just in a 2-hour movie, you just can't get
you
the
can't
14
get
months.
14 months of banging your head on a wall, crapping in a bucket. You just working to get the thing right. It's hard to get it. It's hard to capture it.
Yeah. And so for a while we were doing Rank, and it never felt right.
Never felt right, but we didn't know better.
We didn't. I mean, when you're blazing a trail, you don't know what's around the corner. You don't know.
No, you don't know. And that was my point. I was like, well, you were like, you want to put Oreos where? And you slapped me. And I was like, well, I don't know what's around the corner. And you'd slap me again and slap me again. And I'd like, you don't have to. And you'd slap me. I was like, I don't need to be. And you'd slap me. I was like, I know. I'm just saying, I don't know where Oreo's going to slap. Whew, those were some fun times, sure. But I got to tell you, we just didn't know. We didn't know. The ranking thing felt like maybe that's what we should do. But by God, Magic, when you said maybe we rate them, everything changed for us. Everything changed for Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. That was the beginning in many ways.
Yeah, we had to walk 100 miles just to get to the starting line.
Mm-hmm. Because they wouldn't drive us to the lab.
Yeah.
And
That's why we stayed there. We didn't have a ride. No, there was no reason for us to stay there.
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
You were in Connecticut, and I had to walk through the wilds of Connecticut first.
Yep.
And then the two of us, 100 miles to the lab.
Yeah. And it's not like there wasn't really anything. There wasn't like a Days Inn or something around the lab where we could have just checked out every night and been like, all right, I'll see you in the morning.
Working
so much more sense.
Plumbing, the whole thing.
So much more sense.
No, it was sort of, the lab was sort of like a ways away, and we didn't have a ride.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's
why we were staying in the lab. It's not like we were working the whole time.
No.
We were working a fair amount of, like, we worked.
We did some work, for sure. Some
we just
work.
Didn't have anywhere else to go.
Literally, the work was like we were sitting around trying to figure out, okay, pick,
yeah,
then eat.
Yep.
And then the rest of the work was just kind of banging our heads against the wall.
Yeah.
Because we knew we were missing something.
I don't even know that we needed to go to a lab at all, now that I think about it.
Well, I think we had to be there, didn't we? How else were we going to get to ratings if we didn't?
Well, no, I know. But what I'm saying is the lab was fully outfitted.
Mm-hmm.
It had cyclotrons.
Yeah.
It had microscopes.
Centrifuges.
It had everything.
Yeah.
We didn't touch that stuff.
No, we didn't need that stuff. We were just trying to think about what the next step was. We didn't need we didn't need the beakers. We didn't need the pipettes.
We didn't need any. We didn't need the laser. The laser cost a fortune, Tommy.
Oh, no.
The laser cost a fortune.
Absolutely.
And you know?
We didn't need any of that stuff because we were trying to come up with the next step after pick and eat.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we could have. Like, when you walk to my place in Connecticut, in retrospect, I don't regret any of this for a second. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, in retrospect, you could have just stayed at my place.
Sure, but something there bumps for me because I feel like a lab is where you concoct things and the idea. And maybe we use the electron magnetoscope.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't use it. But at least it was there if we needed it.
I put my dick in it. Remember that? I put my dick in it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was good YouTube content.
That was funny, it was 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was 10 minutes of fun. That took our minds off stuff. We had a lot of fun, and that's why.
We did have a lot of fun. No regrets. No, like I said, no regrets. But now I'm thinking maybe we just should use my basement lab, you know?
Yeah.
My basement lab had most of that stuff anyway.
But it felt like something this momentous.
No, I know.
It needed a journey, and we took the journey there.
We took 100
miles. It took us forever. Yeah. 100 miles. Folks, if you're at home, try walking 50 miles and walking back. You're not doing that in the morning.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what was a mistake. Why was I wearing snow boots? It was the middle of summer. Well, why was I wearing snow boots?
We didn't know exactly what territory we were going to enter once we got outside your driveway.
July. We kind of knew.
But we didn't know what to encounter. We didn't know how far north.
Well, that's the thing. You're blazing a trail. You don't know what's around the corner.
I said to you, I was like, you sure about the snow boots? And you're like, I'm not. So that's why I'm wearing them. And that made sense.
That made sense. Until about mile two.
The idea was that maybe you could have worn, like I was wearing sneakers. Maybe you could have worn sneakers and toted the snow boots on the back. But I want to be in the snack game. And I respected that.
No, you're right. You're right.
And they were too big. Remember the snow boots? And they would flop and flop and flop. Like every time you walk, like, floom, 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 floom. People would slow down on the highway and on the two-lane blacktop. And we'd think, oh, here comes a ride. But instead, they were just leaning out the window to laugh at you.
Point and laugh. Yeah.
they were having a goof.
That fucked up my feet. God, that fucked up my feet. Anyway, my point is this, Tommy.
There's a couple of lessons. One is you got to put in the work, and the other one is get footwear that fits.
Yeah.
A couple of lessons.
Well, because you're right. The snow boots didn't even fit. They were my daughter's snow boots. They were children's size snow boots.
Flunk, 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 flunk.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Big mistake.
Little soundtrack. Soundtrack of our journey. Flunk, flunk, flunk. You cursing. People slowing down and laughing.
Middle of July.
Oh. Steaming hot.
Steaming hot.
Out there on the blacktop, the two-lane blacktop.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, God, I fucked up my feet.
Live and learn, right?
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
So we come up with the PERS system. It takes about 14 months. We're in the lab. We're doing the work. Mm-hmm. And I remember I say to you, at the end of it, we have PER, we have pick, we have eat, we have rate. I said, Tom, do me a favor. Take the PERS system. put it in an envelope, mail it to yourself.
Mm.
Right?
This way,
we have proof that it was us. You don't open the envelope. We got that. It's postmarked.
Copyright.
It's copyright. We know. Everybody's going to know.
Yep.
This is our thing.
Our
and
system.
You said, I'll do that right away.
Yeah. And then I said, you emptied the bucket.
That's right.
We both had chores.
We absolutely both had chores.
We both gave each other chores.
Yep.
You had me mailing an envelope.
Yep.
And I had you emptying the shit bucket.
Yep.
So we both had things to do.
That's right.
You had 14 months of waste to get rid of. And I had to take care of the copyright.
That's right. Well, neither of us did the chores.
Correct.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
We both said we're going to do it.
Yep. We signed
swore up and down.
And then there was a little bit of, and we can laugh about it now. There's a little bit of like, this guy doesn't tell me what to do. I'll do what this guy tells me to do.
I'm not emptying the shit.
He's my partner. He's not my boss. There's a lot of that. Yeah.
A lot of that.
And in fairness, we had spent 14 months together after walking 100 miles. And so maybe the two of us were a little fatigued. That's a long time to spend with somebody, who's not your concubine or your significant other. And so maybe the edges were frayed a little bit. I mean, I think we can say it, maybe we were a little snippy, right? Mm-hmm. And I think when I was like, hey, Michael, will you please empty the bucket? It was more like, get off your lazy ass and empty the damn bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you picked up the bucket.
And you know what you can do? You can ensure our future in the snack game by copywriting the damn purr system.
Right.
So, a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're laughing about it now. We're laughing about it.
We're laughing about it now because look where we are. Snackologists, but I, at the time, I sort of wish I'd heeded what you'd said because ultimately, I don't know that the bucket needed to be emptied as much as we needed to ensure our future.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what ends up happening is, well, first of all, I don't empty the bucket.
No.
We don't get our security deposit back on the lap. All right. The landlord is
The landlord
pissed.
Was appalled, in a word.
Yeah, appalled. Appalled.
In a word.
Remember
what he said? He said, there's a bathroom.
Yeah.
Right down the hall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a bathroom right down that hole right there.
Yeah.
And remember you said, to the left or? And I said, to the left or? And he's like, no, there's a bathroom right down the hall to the right.
Yeah.
So go out that door. And then you were like,
they go right.
You said, you said that door. And I said, and then I said that door. And he said, there's only one goddamn door.
Yeah.
So you go out that door.
Yeah.
And he was right in fairness. It was only one door. You go out that
door. One door.
And you go to the right. And I was like, you mean to the left? And then you said to the left.
He said, no,
you morons. There's a bathroom right down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to the right.
Yeah. And we did it. We opened the door. There's a spotless bathroom.
Shiny, gleaming.
There's a double vanity. There's two sinks. There's a toilet. There's a bidet. There's a shower.
No, it's
there's a soaking tub.
Oh,
there's a
heavens.
Hot tub.
No, it was probably the most beautiful bathroom.
It was nicer than the lab.
It's nicer than the lab. Probably the most beautiful bathroom I've ever encountered in
my
life.
Oh my God! Yeah.
No, it was incredible. Oh, it was literally, boy, were our faces red.
Oh, I felt so stupid. I'd been shitting in a bucket for 14 months,
Yeah.
Sometimes I miss the bucket, After 14 months, that pile gets a little high. You got to squat. You got to aim,
You learn some skills.
You really do.
You got to perch on the edge of the bucket.
Yeah.
Squat down, you got to balance. But then if you're balancing using a hand on the wall, you also got to wipe. Now you got now you see the athlete. Now you see who the athlete is.
My quad, I'll tell you, my quad's got to work out.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah, that was maybe the best shape you've been in leg wise.
Certainly. Yeah. Certainly my quads. No question.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. So there was, you know, give and take, good and bad.
Yep. So I just feel like if I have a bone to pick with you, it's that. It's that you didn't end up copywriting the thing. You said you would do it. You didn't do it. And now I feel like every Tom, Dick, and Harry uses the PER system, and there's not a thing we can do about it. Now,
that's my fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
Setting that aside for a second, because you know I love you, brother. Brother, I love you like a brother, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Setting that aside, you can say the upside is, well, our legacy is secure because everybody's using the system.
Right.
But we don't see a dime from it.
No, that's why that's not why I did it. I didn't do it to make things easier for others. I didn't do it because of laziness. Just so we're clear.
No, I know, I know.
I didn't want to do it. Right. That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to. I knew that I should, but I didn't want to, so I didn't. You understand?
Yeah. No, I do. I do.
You're like, do this. This will secure our future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it. So Had you just said
at the time, I don't want to do it, I would have been pissed, but I would have been like, fuck, fine, I'll do it.
Right.
You know? Because even then, I knew that was probably more important than emptying the bucket. Because I didn't want to empty the bucket.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to like, neither of us did the chores that we were assigned. So we're both to blame.
Yeah. But like, not emptying the bucket, like that definitely, I definitely should have done that. Just from like a being a good guy perspective. No question. I should
maybe
have done that.
Maybe could have even like done it every day. So we didn't have, 14 months of accumulated waste. That's another thing. But again, hindsight.
We were in the lab though. You know what I mean? We were in the lab. No question. I should have done that.
Yeah.
But
you're
the long term,
you're to blame, and I'm to blame.
I am to blame.
Yeah.
But the long term ramifications of me not doing the bucket was that we lost our security deposit.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
That hurt.
That hurt a lot.
That hurt.
Whew.
But I feel like it didn't hurt as much in the long run as you not copywriting the PER system. Because that's what we came to do. That's what we spent the 14 months on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing that really, I feel like that was the value. That was the gold right there.
Well, it all depends on how you quantify value, it seems.
Financially. I guess I mean financially.
Right. But in terms of like...
Like in the literal sense of the literal sense of the word value, I guess I mean financially. Right.
There's different ways to quantify it. And I think if somebody says, be the best you can be, and if that involves taking a little hopscotch trip to the postal service or emptying a bucket of crap, both things are things that you, to better yourself, you want to accomplish. You didn't do yours. I didn't do mine. And sort of feels like a push.
Yeah.
Like a push, like right down the middle, because a lot of people have benefited from stealing the PER system from us, from ripping out from underneath our noses.
That's right.
From making financial gain. Ours.
Like, that's right.
It's been a benevolent in a strange way. I've been a good person to many. And so I take some pride in that my unselfishness has allowed other people to profit and to gain tremendous value.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. All right. You know what? It's a push.
All right. We don't know what we're doing. We'll be right back.
Cars. Cars.
Table water. Crackers. Zoom. Here's your cars.
You know, look, right out of the gate, I don't feel like they're doing themselves any favors. Because it's called a table water cracker.
Right there.
Right there.
If you got to pick a snack off the shelf, you're like, well, a table water cracker. Soggy maybe?
All I'm thinking is whatever they're selling here doesn't sound good.
Nope. No. Do you want a salted cracker? Sure. Do you want a cracker with maybe herbs?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay.
You want a graham cracker?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. You want a table water cracker?
Don't think so.
Can I have the other ones first? Yeah. Right?
So I have often thought to myself, why the fuck did they call it a table water cracker? Why? What is that?
I think I may have the answer for you.
All right. Tell me.
Rich folk.
Rich folk. Rich like folk. Their table water crackers.
Well, the rich folk, magic, are going, what can we put on the table that won't say Ritz or Graham, won't say saltine? What can seem fancy?
Oh, perhaps, Percy, a table water cracker. Because table water cracker sounds rich.
It doesn't sound rich. You're making a case for it, but table water to me does not sound rich in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't even sound good. Now, I on the side of the box, Tommy, and the box absolutely screams rich people. You know, it's got the fancy lettering. And right in the top there, it says, City of Carlisle, Carr's Biscuit Manufacturer since 1831.
With a stamp.
With a stamp. But then it says the story of Carr's. If you dig a little deeper, it says the story of Carr's began during the British Industrial Revolution when Jonathan Dodgson Carr set up a small bakery in the city of Carlisle in 1831.
This is my bakery.
It's the Carr's Bakery. Carr's table water in their original form first appeared in the late 19th century as a refinement of the shop's biscuit. Now, here's the key right here.
Water instead of fat was used to blend the dry ingredients in order to keep the biscuits fresh on long voyages.
So the reason they're using the water, if I understand it correctly, is they can congeal the cracker, right, without using fat. Because if they put the fat in the cracker barrels there on the long voyages, the fat's going to turn rancid and the crackers will be inedible.
And you know what the ship's mates say?
What's with this crap? Give me the fat. I want the fat cracker.
On the fat cracker.
I don't know what this is. Where's the tasty fat cracker?
Well, that will kill you, Phipps.
I'll worry about dying, you little sea mermaid. Don't take the fat from my cracker. It sustains me on the 3-year whale hunt.
You know,
they're just trying to save sailors' lives here by putting the water.
I'm Jonathan Dodgson Carr, and I'm trying to save lives.
I'll worry about my life. You give me the firecracker.
Bake your biscuits, biscuit maker. I'll sail the seven seas looking for the white whale and eat as much fat as I want.
Well, give me the firecrackers, pretty boy.
But these would be more healthy.
Shut your fattened gob, mate, and give me me fat cracker.
Carr's is telling you right out of the gates it's not going to taste good. Because even on the packaging, they've got 4, 5, 6 pictures of crackers. Every single one of them has stuff on it. You know, the one on the front has like prosciutto and a little bit of, I don't know if that's mint or what it is, and like a glob of something else, some sort of spread. Then there's another picture that's got just Swiss cheese, and then one has like blue cheese and grapes. And then there's just one picture kind of half hidden.
A half moon.
Of the Carr's kind of like, this is what it looks like if you don't put anything on it.
Look, put something on it. You won't notice.
That's their philosophy.
You won't notice it tastes like shit.
It's really just a plate to put stuff on to taste good.
Right.
Well,
comes in a sleeve. You know, it's about, I don't know, 30 of them in a sleeve. You open it up.
Well, more than 30.
Yeah, you think? 50?
Yeah, probably closer to 50.
So the car's table water cracker, you know, it's a flat disc perforated with holes. On one side in script, it says cars. On the other side, it says nothing. And, you know, you're not going to find a more bland looking cracker outside of communion.
Correct. Well said. Outside of communion, this is as bland as it gets.
So, you know, maybe good for sailors on
and
a long
at least a communion, that cracker's the body of Christ.
Yeah, and they're not making any promises like that.
And
on the
cars is
packaging.
Just like, no, it's a table water cracker. And is God in it? Oh no, it's just a cracker. So no God and no fat. That's correct.
That's right.
I'm gonna smash your face. Understood. One of those.
Yeah. I took a smell of it. You know, I've never smelled a car's table water cracker before. It smells pretty good.
It does smell bland, though.
It's bland.
I'm going in there.
Crack's nice. You know, it's got a nice crack, nice crackle.
Here's what I will say.
Mm-hmm.
I took a first bite. In the back of my head, which is spacious, by the way, the back of my head, I thought, maybe this will have a little something more than I expected. I'm not expecting much. However, it had less. It's actually blander than I thought. There's no aftertaste that kicks in that makes you go, oh, I see. A little staying power, a little something to anchor the whole thing to keep it on the shelf since 1831. And there it is. It feels, honestly, to me, I come back to my original conceit, rich folk. This is the thing that you can put on that, and you can put the mint, and you can put the blue cheese, and you can put the fancy cheeses, and it serves as a holding disc for those things. And it looks fancy. It looks like it may have come from the British upper crust may have used it, and that tradition has been upheld by rich folk across the planet. That's my theory.
I mean, it tastes like it's held together by table water.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I can see those hardy ship folk when that change was made up in arms. Oh, see them. I can see a massive revolt. You're out there, Magic, you're out there for years on end. And
cotton. What the hell is this cotton?
Somebody took the fat out of your biscuit. I mean, that seems sacrilegious to me.
It seems like that should be an expression for when you're so disappointed by something. You look like somebody took the fat out of your biscuit.
You were up for that. You were for Dr. Strange, right, Michael?
Yeah.
You were right there.
I thought I was going to get it.
You and the other guy. And I thought you were the front runner.
It was me and Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
And then somebody took the fat right out of my biscuit.
Oh, wow. Cumberbatch. To lose to a guy named Cumberbatch, that's got to draw the fat right out of your biscuit.
Cumberbatch sounds like a guy who would enjoy a table water biscuit. Table water cracker.
I actually enjoy them quite nice, actually.
Well, they're quite nice, actually, yeah.
I actually like these. The Marvel movie is a step down for me in terms of theatrically, but there's something I can do with the character when I put in the work and... Hey, have a biscuit. There's no fat, zero fat in it. Zero fat.
I'm going to read the ingredients on the table water cracker just to see what's in here.
I wish you wouldn't, but I know you're going to.
Enriched flour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, here's something. Here's something I wasn't quite expecting. Palm oil.
Hmm.
And salt.
Palm oil. Is that from the fact that these folks were gallivanting around the globe?
No, I think originally it was probably held together with table water, and then they substituted palm oil in and somehow made the palm oil taste even worse than palm oil normally would. And then there's salt. But you don't taste the salt.
I don't taste the salt one bit. You're telling me there's salt in here somewhere?
Somewhere.
Jeez.
It's just not good.
Salt, you know, again, salt is the ingredient that you'd use on those voyages to, you know, for the hardtack to keep it
hard and tacky.
Edible to maintain its edibility.
I will say this. I am going in for my third. Look,
I was going to say as a marker for how I feel, I had one. I took three out of the package, and I haven't had a second one.
I'm on my third. I can't say I'm enjoying it. And there's no but there. I can't say I'm enjoying it.
Right. You're a guy who's got some food in front of him.
And I'm going to eat it.
And reacting as many a snacker would. I got food in front of me. I got a sleeve of crackers. I'm going to eat them. Not me. I had my one. I did my job as a a fellow who's in the snack game. I did my job. I proffered my opinion. And you remember a couple weeks back we had, what was it? Wheat Thins. And then the next, later on after the podcast, we texted each other and we were both like, I've been eating Wheat Thins all night. Same here.
Yeah. I went through the whole box. I went through the whole goddamn box of Wheat Thins one night.
And if I had a second box, I would open that up too. And that's Wheat Thins. That's going to be your number one go-to snack.
But no.
We couldn't stop. And that higher praise you can't offer in the snack.
We do this for a job. This is our job.
Yeah.
And then in my off hours, I'm going to Wheat Thins.
Yeah, we punched out and we were still in there eating the Wheat Thins. What a compliment to Wheat Thins. That's what you want in a snack.
I'll tell you what the table water. Here, I have some table water in my hand in a little cup.
Yeah.
I'm using it to wash down the cracker.
The table water is being washed down by the table water.
Just to get it down. It's too dry.
Uh-huh. Well, it's very dry. Yeah. That's for the ships.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ratings?
Ratings. Yeah.
Ratings. Ratings. Ratings.
Yeah, I think that it's enjoyable. The peaks and valleys of the snack game are why we spent those 14 months in the lab. And if we were sitting here having to put cars in the bottom tier in the rankings, it'd take us forever. But the genius of the system that we created in that lab in a year plus is we don't have to rank. We just have to rate. We pick, we eat, we rate. And so here we are with cars, table water, crackers. And the only thing I can say really, Magic, is that I think there is a place for something that is unobtrusive and doesn't get in the way of the layers
almost inedible.
The layers that you're going to add to it. And so Cars has said, from the packaging, you get the sense that they're like, we know it's bland and tasteless.
We know it's shy.
But if what you really want to taste is some prosciutto, some cheeses, right? A little spread. Well, this is a nice little holding disc for you. It's not going to get in the way of any of the taste that you want to taste. It's just going to sit there and do its job for you. And so there's a functionality to the cars that I have to believe, along with the idea that rich folk like it, has allowed it to withstand as a snack since 1831. There has to be something that isn't in my wheelhouse that has allowed for this longevity. That being said, Cars, table water, crackers, two.
In the Industrial Revolution, the biscuit was probably an inconsistent product. You know, it was probably one guy was making thick biscuits, one guy was making thin biscuits, one guy was putting too much salt, one guy wasn't putting enough salt in. Then Carr comes along, he invents something. You know, he gets consistency. The sailors come and say, Carr, we love your consistent fatty crackers, but we can't take them on a voyage. It gets rancid. Can you do something? He says, sure, let me. And then he went to his lab 14 months later, comes out. He says, I figured it out. It's water. You just press it together. You bake it. I got a machine, makes them perfect, uniform. I put them in a plastic sleeve. I put them in a fancy box. I send them off on the ship with you. That's 1831. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. 1831, you're saying.
1831, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. In 1831.
In 1831, great idea. You know?
Yeah.
Probably there's a market for that.
In 1831. Yeah.
But I got to tell you, in 2021, when I got Ritz crackers, okay? When I got Wheat Thins, when I got those chicken in a basket crackers, okay? When I got Triscuits.
Well, you say chicken in a basket, I just want to leave right now.
Does Carr's table water cracker still make sense? Tommy, I don't think it does. Breaks my heart to say it. I don't think it does.
You don't think it does anymore?
Tommy, I don't think it does.
In any way at all? Like, what about the idea I'm saying, like the functionality of...
Get a fork.
What?
A fork. Get a fork. You know, you get a fork, some prosciutto, some cheese, put it in your mouth.
So, get a fork?
What is that? Yeah, a fork. You want some cheese? First of all, pick up a piece of cheese, put it in your mouth, or get a fork.
Get a fork?
A fork.
A four, like number, or a fork?
A fork. With a K. Fork.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You put some prosciutto on the fork and some cheese.
So
and
you're saying my theory as a holding disc is...
Why you need a holding disc?
I see what you're saying.
Get a fork.
You just need a fork, really. You don't need a holding... You don't need actually a holding disc.
You don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You eat it off the palm of your hand. You'd be better off.
In a courtroom, you make a really good point.
I don't think we need the holding disc. Wait, we don't have plates? That's a holding disc. A plate is a holding disc.
People want to put out a spread, though. You agree with that? People want to put out a spread. They don't want people going like, oh, you Ritz crackers? Even Breton? You know, they don't want something common. They want something a little fancy.
There's nothing fancy about this. It's just the packaging. The packaging is fancy. The cracker isn't fancy.
Mm-hmm.
It was meant for fucking scurvy, addled, leg missing, eye patch wearing scumbags scouring the seas for whales.
I take that as a compliment, friend.
And it was meant as a compliment. Salt of the earth, those guys. They don't need no fancy cracker.
We don't. Give me my fat. Give me my God and my
Give
fat.
Give the man his God and his fatty cracker.
I don't ask for much.
I give it a 2.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Star Burns Audio. A podcast network.